Congratulations, Coach. Talk to me about this game tonight.
Well, you know what? It wasn't pretty. I don't think we played our best basketball. Hopefully we can save that for Saturday night. But that stretch in the first half really kind of gave us a boost. We had some good perimeter shooting. I think that relaxed us a little bit. I think we came out a little bit tight. Sartell's a great team, and I think our length on the perimeter really kind of shut them down offensively, and they really struggled, I think, shooting from the perimeter. And we did just enough to get that lead, and then, you know, it was comfortable enough that we didn't have to look back.
Coach, just watching you guys play here today, I'd not seen you guys play before this year, but when you get your game going, when you're playing your best, you look like a pretty well-oiled machine out there. And I'm particularly interested in your comments about your guard, Cindy Pilarski. Tell us a little bit about her.
Cindy Pilarski is just she's our defensive stopper. She knows that her role is to go out there and defend their best guard, and she does a nice job. She moves her feet so well, and she's strong with the basketball. And, you know, we're not looking for her to score. And I think what's unique about our team is we've had six different kids lead us in scoring, and when we are all sharing the ball effectively, you know, anyone could lead us on any given night. You take away the inside, you know, we can shoot it from the perimeter. You go out a little bit, we can dump it inside, and, you know, we still haven't put together 36 best minutes yet, so hopefully we can do that Saturday.
Is that three ball your plan going in, or did that just all of a sudden work?
You know what, we just kind of go with as the ebb and flow of the game and see what happens. You know, the big kid inside, Whitney, is really good, and we realized early on that we're not getting many shots off in there, so we said, all right, let's penetrate and kick it out, and, you know, let's start making a few perimeter shots, and that'll loosen up the inside, and it seemed to work tonight.
Coach, let's fast forward to Saturday night. You saw Tessa's performance earlier on tonight to drop 34. What do you need to do against her? Similar formula to get down defensively?
Yeah, I think we're just going to have to contain her. I mean, she's a really good basketball player, and she can shoot it from anywhere, and she's aggressive off the dribble, and the Doolittle inside is, you know, they got the 1-2 punch there. So we're just going to try some different things and see what works. They, you know, their length, they play man, they mix up their zone defenses a little bit, and they're in the state championship for a reason. They're as good a team as there is, so we're going to have to play our best basketball to beat them.
You think you match up fairly well?
Yeah,
what you guys do well.
I mean, I think so. I mean, I think when you look at both teams' strengths, I think height-wise and athleticism-wise, I think it's probably be a pretty good matchup. It's whoever's going to protect the ball and not turn it over is probably going to have the edge.
You.
So, okay.
Thanks, Coach.
All right.